This is Out and About on Peoria Public Radio. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Suzette Boulay of Arts Partners of Central Illinois. We're talking with David Commande, conductor of the Heartland Festival Orchestra. Their new season opens with a concert tomorrow night at 7:30 p.m. at Five Points, Washington. David, it's always good to see you.
It's great to see you, too.
Great.
Now, this concert features a guest appearance by guitarist Jason Vio. Can you tell me a little bit about how he got onto your radar screen and what the process was of bringing him to Peoria for this concert?
Well, that almost touches on prehistory. I bet it's about 15 years he's been on my mind, but these are 15 years of not actually getting around to inviting him. So, but I became aware of him. There's an artist manager who took him on when he was quite young, and his career was going very well, but it was still early. And the manager said, "You should take a gander at this fellow." And it wasn't far enough along. I wasn't quite ready to present him back then, but I heard this incredible musician. And I said, there's one day something. There'll be an opportunity to present him, and now finally it's coming.
And one challenge is that compared to, say, the piano or the violin, there's not as much repertoire out there for guitar and orchestra. So you probably have to be a little more selective about when is the right time and what's the right piece.
That's true. That does certainly have an effect. And also in the case of the guitar, you concern yourself with balance with the orchestra. And that's part of the reason there is not more music written for guitar with orchestra. There are balance issues. But to be honest, these days, you use a little bit of amplification because the quality is good enough that you're not going to distort or take away from the beauty of the sound of the instrument, and it still can then stand up to an orchestra. But on top of that, it's interesting because Jason has caused a number of wonderful new pieces to be written for the guitar with orchestra. And, of course, the Concierto de Aranjuez, Segovia, who was an inspiration for Vio, was personally responsible for an incredible renaissance of music for and performances of or on the guitar. So in a way, this is like a continuation of the process that Segovia began for introducing the guitar to the concert hall, the orchestral concert hall.
I'm not sure everyone is familiar with the title, Concierto de Aranjuez, but I think once they hear it, it resonates and it sounds like something they might have heard in a movie theme. It's very, very familiar. Talk about this piece.
This music is incredibly beautiful. It's incredibly romantic. It's very Spanish as well. And Joaquin Rodrigo was a Spaniard who passed not all that long ago. He had a very long life. He lived into his 90s. It's interesting, his story, because at a very early age, he contracted diphtheria. There was an epidemic in the small town in Spain where he was. And he and one other little girl were the only child survivors of this epidemic. But it took away his sight. So there was a certain number of years after that he had partial vision, which he eventually lost. So he had it long enough to meet and fall in love with and marry his wife, who became his lifelong companion. She also was a musician. And Rodrigo wrote this. This is one of his early works. And although he was not a guitarist himself, this work is the source of his widest, greatest fame. It has such power and emotion, and also it's so characteristic of the instrument, the guitar, and also of Spain. So anyone that's a fan of Spanish classical music will know this is right at the heart of it. And then this term Aranjuez, we wouldn't know what that is, but actually there is a palace, a royal palace at Aranjuez, one of the residences for the King of Spain. A very grand, huge, wonderful palace with gardens. And in thanks, this whole concerto is meant to portray the atmosphere and the feel of the gardens of Aranjuez. And in thanks and in a kind of reward to Rodrigo, he was ennobled and given the title Marquis of the Gardens of Aranjuez. And, of course, there's an extra story to that gorgeous central adagio movement that you were referring to. I know that's the one you meant, Suzette. The story his wife tells is that he was inspired to write it in partly in deep sadness because their first child was stillborn. And it was an expression of the grief, of the searching for meaning, also an expression of very deep spirituality because they're very strongly religious. And so it becomes a little bit like a meditation and a prayer about both sweetness, because they were newlyweds, the sweetness of their love, and also this grief over the loss of that child. It's very moving.
In fact, I think we have a clip of that, so why don't we take just a moment here and listen to a little bit of this piece by Rodrigo, the Concierto de Aranjuez. And also on the program, you've got Jason performing one of the Vivaldi concertos. And I just find it interesting that there's this contrast in terms of tone between the Rodrigo and what you think of as a Vivaldi concerto. It's a nice pairing of two pieces that kind of complement each other.
Well, I hope they do. They complement and contrast both. And the whole program, in fact, and sometimes, as you well know from our past conversations, I'll put a program together and I won't know the logical reason why every single piece belongs on that program. And then afterwards I'll say, that makes perfect sense. This program has a very strong Spanish element, and in this, which is predominant in the first half of the program, because we have this, and I'll say something a little bit about this first overture we're doing, the Arriaga. Arriaga is known as the Spanish Mozart. It sounds like Mozart, sounds like Rossini, and it's just superbly wonderful music. And then we're going to do the Habanera, a Spanish dance written by a French composer, Chabrier. And then we do the Concierto, right? Second half, we open with Baroque work, the Vivaldi. And it's called Concerto for Guitar. It's really for lute or mandolin, and it's played on the modern guitar. And Vivaldi was Italian, but to me, the contrast and the purity and a certain kind of simplicity is a wonderful contrast at the same time that Baroque music, and this one as well, especially in its beautiful slow movement, shares the romantic spirit that you hear in the Concierto. It's they are brothers or sisters, those two works. And then I go on from there in the program. We conclude with a piece by Maurice Ravel. And this is another French composer, like Chabrier, who admired, loved Spanish music, who's famous actually for some Spanish music. But this one, Le Tombeau de Couperin, it implies that it's a monument to Couperin, that somehow it's an homage or a tribute to him. But it really, it's about Baroque music and the sense of Baroque music. So Ravel is doing a more modern, into the 20th century take on Baroque music in gorgeous orchestration. So we have Spanish, we have Romantic, we have Baroque, there's a dance element. And there's one other secret element in this program, and that's the Basque. Because Arriaga was a Spanish Basque, and Ravel was a French Basque. So there you have it. Those are most of the inner threads on that program.
And while he's here in central Illinois, you've also got Jason performing a recital at Eureka College. What are the details on that?
Jason will be performing in the recital series that I've set up there in the chapel, which is at 300 East College Avenue, the next afternoon. That's Sunday, September 7th at 3 p.m. People should know it's an historic building, and because of that reason, it doesn't have accessibility to the second floor, so you have to walk up a flight of stairs. I say that with great affection and regret for the building, because in the chapel, this building, built in 1860 or so, is a space upstairs that is so superb for classical music, and the sound of the guitar will be magical in that space. Anybody that is a fan of this music and Jason's artistry should find a way to get there and hear him. He is amazing. So that recital is Sunday afternoon at 3. Tickets are $20 for general admission adults, $10 for students, and they'll be available at the door. There's no advance ticket sales.
And each concert, you have a special charity, and it's the Tri-County Long-Term Recovery. Talk about them.
Well, these folks came together with the purpose of assisting, enabling, organizing, facilitating the process, the longer-term process of recovery assistance for the folks who were challenged by what happened last year in terms of the tornadoes that touched down, primarily in Washington, but as we know, in neighboring communities as well. So they have been helping a huge amount of the folks that are still needing assistance as they rebuild their homes and lives.
David Commande is Artistic Director of the Heartland Festival Orchestra. They're joined by guitarist Jason Vio for their next concert. It's tomorrow night at 7:30 at Five Points, Washington. David, thank you for being with us again.
Thank you.
And Nathan, here it is, the first Friday of the month again, and that means the first Friday's art gallery tours are tonight from 5 to 9 p.m. Dozens of local artists are opening their studio doors where patrons can purchase original art, view artist demonstrations, and all while enjoying live music and refreshments. First Fridays are quite the happening, so plan to stop on by.
And this is the last chance for you to see The Science of Ripley's Believe It or Not at the Peoria Riverfront Museum. It continues through Sunday with artifacts from the Ripley Collection and some explanation of the science behind some of those exhibits. My nephew was in town about a month ago, and I took him to see this. My personal favorites were The World's Smallest Car and a sampling from the world's largest collection of 8-track tapes.
Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
If you'd like to learn more about Peoria Public Radio, find us on the web at peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin. This is Out and About.